thank you for having accepting our invitation on behalf of the Inner Being team. Are you in contact with your psychic being? And if so, how does it manifest?
In contact, yes, but it's not always in front. There's a huge difference when it's really in front. Most of the time I'm just in touch, kind of, so I feel what is right, what's wrong, what is off, kind of, so I'm very much in touch. But when it's in front, it's really a complete different consciousness. It's a complete different perspective on life. It's so different that it's I cannot say that it's always the case. So it comes and goes, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter, but it's not in front now. Mm-hmm. But yesterday it was, for example, so I go in and out. So yesterday on purpose I put myself in order to observe it, although it's a little funny to do it and then observe at the same time. But yeah, I'm...
So could you say that when it's in the front, things are differently shaped?
Not shaped, no. It's just the perception of life is so different. Suddenly it becomes so obvious, like, oh my God, I was just scared of my visa, let's say. I was just lots of fears around me, and then it falls off, and then all that becomes completely ridiculous and just like, it's not there. There's no conflict, there's no problem, there's no conflict with people, there's nobody. The perception changes completely. There's not even anybody. So when I was thinking of you doing this interview, I thought of you wanting to know, but when I shifted, then I knew that you actually know. So the perception is not that there is somebody out there that needs to know something. The perception is, anyway, everybody knows. Mm-hmm. So there is no more this, there's an equality in people, for example. There is no more this side, that side. There's no people that do something wrong. Everybody, yeah, it's not there. It's completely changed.
And could you say that it's also the same within yourself? This distinction between inner or outer becomes one, exactly like you say with other people. Is it the same, similar, in your experience?
No, it becomes just very clear what is not me. Like all these suggestions that we take from outside, all these expectations, all that is just like a layer. Then you pierce through, and it falls off, and then. You pierce through it, and then the other one steps forward and takes over, kind of. It's a simultaneous process. You pierce through something, like a thick layer, like a rubbery kind of layer of fears, expectations, suggestions, and then at the same time, a being steps forward and takes on, kind of, and knows that, wow. Mm. So, wow, that was tough right now. I mean, and then it just falls off, and then there is this different presence, kind of.
Yeah, I see. Is there some other alterations about, I would say, time or space? Is it the same kind of experience as it unfolds, or is there also some other details?
So there is no more, there's no rush, there's endless time, there's mm-hmm. no death, there's no loss, there's no... Not even really, there's something to do, but not like I have to write this, I have to read this, I have to summarize that, I have to come up with something, I have to make my life working. No, it's just being who you are, and it's endless time and full confidence in that, and then nothing can go ever wrong. And there are different levels to it, like... I can enter it through the emotional being. So Mother spoke about this tunnel. You imagine a tunnel and you chant Om. And there's light coming into the tunnel with each ohm. This kind of tunnel experience works on the emotional center, and then the experience is more kind of love and goodwill to all, and everybody is a friend. At the same time, the direct connection with the divine, God, is there. There's no doubt about that. But there's another one. She also spoke about going down a well, for example. Mm-hmm. There's another way of going down, and that's more in the body. Like, it can be, for me, I do it when I walk, that I go down, so that I visualize or feel this connection to the ground. And then for me, it's always almost like letting myself fall a little bit down. Then the experience is slightly different, because it's the psychic through the body. So then it's this love and divine aspect is not so strong. It's more this clarity and purpose and being in that body. This experience doesn't have this body feeling so much, mm-hmm. that you feel like an orange kind of body, kind of really a physical form. That is without any tension and without any problems, like very...
Kind of expansion?
I mean, it feels free, so mm-hmm. it feels expanded, but there is clearly a form. It's not just everywhere or something like that. It is clearly a form, but it doesn't have the normal tension and restrictions. There is no seeking for ease, because it fully is. And it's a strong orange light from behind, shining. Mm-hmm. And it feels also, this kind of substance feels like orange, kind of a shining from within substance. And depending on how to go into it, the experiences are a little different. Also, each time I went into it, the experience was slightly different. Or in my mind, I made something else out of it. Like, at the beginning, I couldn't put like normal words to it, like. So there are different ways of entering it, different ways of experience it. There's things added to it, and other times not.
And how long lasts this kind of experience? I mean, do you just acknowledge, oh, I was in that instant, in that field, or because it's gone, or...?
No, it's kind of, it's fading out. It's not like abruptly gone, kind mm-hmm. of. But I noticed, for example, if I speak about personal things, it goes away. It cannot.
Okay.
It doesn't work, like going in the past talking about something. It doesn't work with it. It goes slowly away, kind of. But other than that, I mean, the first one lasted a couple of months. And then when it came back, also months. But different intensities also. And yeah, other ones lasted like a week, 10 days, and then...
Oh, so do you mean that there was one first experience from mm-hmm. which all the experience came?
Yeah, that was the first one, yeah.
Okay.
And was it the same all your life, or was there a kind of beginning in your childhood or in your...
After that experience, it feels as if it was there all the life, because we all have a psychic being and it's there all our life. Mm-hmm. So when you have that experience and you look back, it was there all the time. You cannot even notice when it wasn't there, because then you are aware of how it was always there. But before, then it's not like that. So this question depends when you ask it.
Okay, so does it mean that there was one first real concrete experience?
Yeah, there was. There was a moment when I pierced through something, and then it came very strongly for some months. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when that experience then came, for example, the second time, it unraveled all my life, how it was always there, and in which moment it was strong, in which moment it wasn't strong, when it came forward, when it didn't come forward. And that was also the time before. Like, as a child, it's very active, for example. Mm-hmm. We live very much from it as a child, and then that memory just comes also back. Although my first experience was after, it was when I was 18.
Okay.
but still there were experiences before.
And was there some specific circumstances or environment?
My grandmother died and I was just... I wanted to meet her. I mean, I want to find her. So I just spent months just going with this feeling of love to find her. I just followed this kind of feeling in the heart and did something similar, I think, afterwards now. How Mother describes this tunnel and you put light into it with Om chanting, you go in the heart and you push kind of. She also says pushing a door, but pushing a door was not what I did. Mm-hmm. So kind of like what I do now, what works is like with the breath, kind of focusing in the heart and making this kind of Udai breath that makes a little sound in the throat and directing the breath there. Mm-hmm. But it also works, for example, to take Mother's picture and to look into her eyes and do that, like, and focus on the heart and the eyes and to establish this piercing through this veil of all kinds of fears and emotions and all this stuff that is blocking it. Because if that is removed, then it's just there. It's just this, the attachment and fears that we have that we think we cannot let go of.
So these are, we could say, some practices to, in order to get connected or to come back to this psychic being. And besides that, do you have to, in your behavior, to foster some attitudes or some ways of thinking or some, could you speak about?
When it's there, it feels as if it would never be able to go. So when it's there, there is nothing I would even think of doing to preserve it or to do anything about it, because it feels as if it's so clear that it will never go. Mm-hmm. So there's then no doing anything. But of course it goes somehow through the wrong things also. For me, it's by mingling too much with people, it goes more easily. And if I have to play roles or have a job where I have to do certain things, then it also goes.
Okay, would you say that it diverts your presence or your attention towards some?
No, it's more that my outer nature still has old habits that I haven't worked out. I'm not free, even sitting here and speaking. I'm not free, you know. I still have layers of conditioning. Mm-hmm. Where there is insecurity or shyness or belief how I should be and how I should not be and what is expected. All this basically would need to completely go for me to be wherever I am completely in that experience. It's easier with people I don't know if I travel, but it's harder with people that I know.
Yeah. The more you know someone, yeah. The less.
Because they easily pull me back into an old kind of thinking and feeling, and I want to sympathize, and then I sometimes take on their point of view just to sympathize with the whole situation. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
And parallelly to the practices or to promote or to foster this kind of psychic being presence, would you say that there are some threats or something you should be cautious about on your path?
No, I wouldn't say. I mean, there's a very clear indication what is wrong or what is not okay. Wrong in the sense not helpful or wrong attitude.
Yeah.
So it comes very clear as an indication, but it's not always easy to follow it. Like in the present situation, I know very well I shouldn't put my mind into it. And I just cannot help it. So it constantly pulls me in the wrong direction, and I know it, and it's frustrating, but I cannot adopt. When I shift, the situation is completely fine. No problems here. But it's not possible to stay in that. I have still the wrong attitude towards life situations, and I know that. And since I'm living here with the people I know and discussing it in the same way and same upset like everybody else, I cannot get out of it.
So would you say that it's easier for you to be in this presence when you are alone,
yeah,
isolated? And
yeah, it's easier.
Would you have something more to share with us and with our listeners?
I think, yeah, everybody has to find his way, how it works. And probably there's also a moment when the need is really there. Either when the suffering is too big and one wants to get out of all this suffering, there's a kind of moment when it's somehow right to do it. And I would say it just needs persistence. Like at the beginning, it would take me always 3 days. 3 days of doing nothing else, switching everything off to pierce through, but it becomes easier. And probably everybody has their own kind of little ways how it actually, how we can sense already that it's the right direction. So one other way that I find beautiful and that works for me is taking a flower or any object and with the out-breath moving my attention into that object and with the in-breath being in that object. It's the same what she said with the tunnel thing. It's the same kind of feeling of the emotional center moving out and being in it. I use flowers because they have something also psychic. They're beautiful and they have something. And then to do that as a practice, but it really needs some time. I mean, it's not like very quick, you know.
Yeah.
It takes, I think, a little bit to really go through.
So everyone should find his own way and then being persistent and perseverant in this practice.
Yeah, I would say to take some time out, to really dedicate some time,
yeah,
to that.
Every day?
For me, every day wouldn't make too much sense. I would just switch off everything and do it for maybe in a little retreat or something.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for offering that. That's nice. Nice project.
Thank you for listening to this testimonial. If you would like to take part in this project on the inner being, or if you have any questions or comments for our team or participants, please feel free to contact us using the email at the bottom of this webpage.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.